Welcome to March's podcast. My name is Emily, and on this month's podcast, we're going to be explaining how the on-time excellent learning journey, which is how we've become successful learners in every class. But first, let's hear my fellow PodThank hosts sing. Emily,
Ailey,
Jack,
Harry.
We have come to Mrs. Saxby's class, P2. To hear about their favourite lessons before we tell you more about how OnThank uses the excellent learning journey to make lessons fun and exciting.
Sophia, welcome to the podcast. What's been your favourite lesson in P2?
To build a Arctic scene.
Sounds exciting. What did you do?
We got a box, made a background using recycled materials like cotton wool and paper. We painted it white and blue. Then we added Arctic animals like polar bears.
Those steps are very interesting, Sophia. Thanks for telling us. You see, Sophia has just explained how she learned and how she learned it. This is called a learning intention and steps to success, like painting and adding animals. Those are called success criteria, and it's how Sophia knows that she's been successful in her lessons. Pretty impressive knowledge for just being in primary 2. Next, let's hear from Daniel in P2. What was your favourite lesson, Daniel?
To climb the ropes in gymnastics class.
And how did you do it?
There was different sizes of ropes. We chose the rope we could reach. Then we jumped up to grab them. Some of us swung. Some of us climbed. Some of us even climbed upside down, hanging like a monkey. And the teacher can help us be safe.
Sounds great, Daniel, and super fun. Daniel just described the next phase of the excellent on-thank lesson,
which is differentiation and challenge.
This is when children are given support if needed and room to achieve or go above and beyond, like Daniel described with his monkey moves on the ropes in PE. Next up is Gracie from P2S. What is your favourite lesson so far?
To go for a winter walk. I saw birds and trees and lots of mud and ice. It was so fun. We got to take notes about what we saw and we made art. Out of what we collected, I made a hedgehog.
That sounds like engaging tasks, Gracie, which is the next step of the OnThank's exciting lessons. Which makes sense because we like to learn about our key interests. Gracie also mentioned that she made an artwork that was displayed on her wall. Gracie's work can be used to assess how our learning is going.
Teachers also use effective questioning to inform feedback and next step so we know what we're good at and what needs more work next time. A plenary happens at the end of a lesson, and it is when we circle back to our learning intention and ask, what have we learned today and how did we do it? It's so good to know how our lessons are going and how we can improve our skills. What's your favourite lesson in P7, Harry?
My favourite lesson is bench dodgeball. I like it because it's fun, active and everyone takes part.
Thanks for listening to our PodThank podcast, all about OnThank's excellent learning journey.
Thanks to Mrs. McKenzie and P7AMO for overseeing this production and helping us to find our PodThank roles.
Thank you for listening.